case, please.
The next application under old business is 11,757. Pat and Karen Lewis seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and this was tabled at the last meeting.
Okay. And this one, gentlemen. Reduce the rear setback to 3 foot. Gentlemen, I'll open up to the discussion. Mr. Wharton, would you like to?
This one with the porch?
The deck off the back.
The deck off the back, yeah.
Correct.
It's a three seasons room, right?
Yeah.
Yes, three season room.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember. Were they offered two different size
homes on this lot that they testified to?
They did. They testified two different size homes, mm-hmm. and they took the biggest one.
They could have fit in there with it. Yeah.
The notes that I had, Mr. Workman, was that there were model homes that were offered, but they all kind of just fit within the envelope.
The model homes.
The models that were offered by the builder.
Okay, it just fits. So they didn't have another choice, right?
I don't know that we got into the specifics on the differentiation on that. I don't know that we got specifics on their dimensions.
Okay. And we understood it was at a later date they would be able to add this on. That's what the
contractor
told.
Yep. And I think this is something that's going to continue, you know, between the contractor and the homeowner. But it, you know, I'm not. They've had the opportunity that I'm not in favor of that one. But this will finish this lot up for that one street, and then we've got more to go with. And there's what 15 to 25% more that's out there to be coming.
You know, she said there'd be more coming in.
Mm-hmm. That's just to finish. I think this one street. So this is going to be a norm.
This one backs up to
common area.
Okay, but it's not water. It's water back there. It says it's 20-foot utility
easement.
But if you're going to say the homeowner opted out, you know, the contractor offered to build one, but then the homeowner didn't want it at that time. But now they decided that they want it, so that to me it was created by them because they did have the option to do it with.
If they had the option to do it, still they can come get a variance, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
They would have still needed
still
a variance.
Still need a variance even if they wanted to do it.
Correct.
Because the home options they were offered would not fit in the envelope with a screen porch, correct?
That would be really speculative, Mr. Hudson, because we don't have any, there was no evidence in the record as to the size of the other mobile homes the other model homes. And they're, whether they would be able to accommodate that, but there was testimony to the effect that there were other model homes offered that were, I think, kind of
similar
in size. But we didn't have any specifics on that, so it'd be difficult to say.
In general, I had noted that there were, in the testimony, there were a limited number of home options available. So,
and you know, the woman, yeah, if it wasn't. And at that time, there's no alternative location for it, but now they're, you know. All right.
So
I'm not in favor.
So they were probably told they had to come here to get a variance anyway, later, in a later date, to do this.
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says that they were told they could construct a future three seasons room with no issues. The builder did not inform the homeowners of the ramifications. So, I mean, it's something between me, the homeowner and the builder, that, you know, you know, now they come in and ask him for forgiveness where they should have come and asked for permission to start it. There's a lot of looking that way on this one. I mean, that's how I feel.
I
No?
Yeah. Well, no, I think you know how I feel, that builders build out as much as they can, and I think ultimately they're responsible for telling the homeowner that, you know, what they can or can't do, and of course there's no builder here now to tell us.
No, but here we got testimony where they're, you know, that where they were offered, though, this time from the builder, that has been, you know, true in some cases, but here they were offered options, maybe, you know, but they elect to do it there again, as you're saying. Then do we need to table and have the builder, you know, to come in and find that and get both sides? Mm. We've done that before, I think.
We have.
You have done that, but here they were offered.
I think Bud had more of an interest than anybody in that.
Yeah, he did.
I make a motion to table it until next regular meeting. Mr. Rickards can, he might shed some additional light on that.
I agree with that then. Mr. Hudson, how do you feel?
All right, I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, how do you feel? Okay, excuse me, then I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we'll table case number 11,757 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Wharton?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. Excuse me, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,757 will be tabled until our next regular meeting. Next